clock, so let's get going. Okay, good morning, everybody. This is week five for the StoryGrid Sprints. Really excited about this week. It's fun because what I've been doing over the previous weeks is to sort of walk you into, you know, two-person scenes. And this scene today and for this week is what I call cast of hundreds. So one of the difficult things when we're writing is to expand our frame so that we have a much larger group of society to be able to see how our characters actually navigate the world in social situations. So today I've got a video clip and also chapter 18 from Pride and Prejudice, which is a great scene at the Bingley Ball in Netherfield. So I encourage everybody to read that. And then all of the prompts and constraints and all that stuff is in the usual document. So here is the video from All That Jazz, which is a really cool movie from the 70s. Let me share my screen here. Share computer. Audio. Let me go. Okay, good. I think that's working. Now, let me just put it full frame. I don't know how to do that.
The green circle on the top left.
Greens. Oh, okay, great. All right, so let me...
Life. The rest is waiting.
That's very theatrical, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Did you make it up?
I wish I had. You like it?
Well, it's all right.
It's showtime, folks.
Thank you. on Broadway. I'll catch a Greyhound bus for home, they all say. But they're dead wrong, I know they are, 'cause I can play this year guitar. And I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway.
I'll change it.
But they're dead wrong. I know they are. 'Cause I can play this here guitar. And I won't quit till I'm a star.
Victoria Porter, is this your home phone?
I'm a star on Broadway. No, 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 no.
You were in The Wiz?
Mr. Gideon, I've never been in The Wiz or any show in my life. I had to put something on the card. I really need a job, so I lied.
It's all right, Rima. I lie all the time myself.
Oh, fuck him. He never picks me.
Bloody, I did fuck him, and he never picks me either.
You were in Traffic Jam.
Yes.
Who was the director of Traffic Jam?
You were, Mr. Gideon.
Oh. How was I?
Terrific.
And who was the choreographer?
You were, Mr. Gideon.
How was I?
Fantastic.
That's how you get a job.
God, I hope he doesn't pick her. She's uglier than a witch's tit.
The expression is colder than a witch's tit.
How'd you know, Ted? You've never seen a woman's tit in your life.
Shh, be quiet, you two.
Okay, thank you all very much. It was a terrific audition. Just stay in line.
Okay. All right, so, that is a Cast of Hundreds scene, and you'll see it was directed by Bob Fosse, the very influential choreographer from the 1970s. And Fosse is known for the very short cut as a director, which I think is really fascinating, since you saw that was a very long extended scene of 7 minutes. And so he was known as sort of one of the first people to have that MTV kind of shortcut style. And yet he really expanded the canvas to be able to show the wide nature of society, the world in which he lives. So the way he frames this story visually is really something that we as storytellers can think through in our own minds. So when you have a cast of hundreds, you need to somehow create sort of striations of social class in some possible way. So what we have are all those dancers who are sort of faceless in some ways. They're just moving figures. And Gideon, the protagonist, is evaluating them. And he's sort of at the highest level of social status. He's the one whose decision makes or breaks these people. So we have the ways in which his character chooses to navigate the situation. So we get to see the Gideon Code 1.0 at the very beginning of the story. This is the way, this is the way he's operated to success. So you'll see he's very nice when it comes to telling somebody, hey, no, you're not going to make the cut here. You're not going to be one of my main dancers. And he also takes advantage of his power situation by seducing women on the stage as he's playing his role as the big, you know, big cheese. Now, what's also wonderful in this direction is that we see the Greek chorus of other power figures sitting in the middle of the proscenium of the audience. So we see the producer, the writer, the casting director. They're all sort of watching Gideon as he makes his choices and are commenting on Gideon's choices as they're moving forward. So they sort of serve as a Greek chorus, commenting on what's happening literally on the stage. And then we've got even a higher level, which is Gideon's ex-wife and his daughter in the way back. Now, his ex-wife in the movie and in real life, in Fosse's real life, was Gwen Verdon, who was the finest dancer of her time. And they were married and they got divorced. So she's casting judgment and watching him do his usual deal where he gets to pretend to be God and you know, just act the way he wishes to. So this is a great way to show how a protagonist navigates the world in the world. So when you're constructing a cast of hundred scenes, it could be a ballroom scene, it could be a big performance on a stage, you need to think about these different levels of social class and think of them globally in terms of moments. How can I integrate the ways in which my character is behaving to their best effect? So what the protagonist, the Roy Scheider character, wants, he wants to put on a great show, and he also wants to be known as a great choreographer and director. So he's looking for third-party esteem, as well as to be able to take advantage of his position. Likewise, in Pride and Prejudice, we see the behavior of Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy. They are operating on their Code 1.0 behavior. This is the means by which they make their way through the world that works for them. This works for them in a great way. Darcy is a member of a higher class, and he's at a country ball. So of course, he feels above the players on the stage. And then Elizabeth, she is brighter, smarter than everyone else. So she enjoys going to these events because she feels above not only the players in her country home and her family, but also the likes of Mr. Darcy. So we've got this great sort of these two players in a social structure in which they navigate it in ways that, you know, they're both trying to get what they want. So go through the piece that I wrote for the Sprint. Think about a scene in which you can put your protagonist inside a cast of hundreds and have fun with this. I mean, a way I like to look at these kinds of scenes is the way that Fosse did, which is we're watching a character in their sweet spot. You know, they know what's going to happen. They know how to play it. They're doing the things that they do that have gotten them to the places in which they are presently. So I think you're going to have a lot of fun this week. This is a great skill set to have to be able to do these cast of hundreds scenes that are extraordinarily compelling. So I'll quit there and everybody get to it. Okay. Thanks, everybody.